The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Welcome to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I've got even Lexi in studio today. Maria Early's in studio. The whole gang's in studio today. And of course, Autumn Connolly. Always great to have her in studio. She brought me some treats, and I brought her some treats, too. We had her official little baby shower here before the start of the show.
Joker. We had to, like, block her out the door.
Yeah. But we didn't start without you, Diamond. She.
I started Autumn. Without all of you guys.
Autumn was very anxious to open the gifts, and they were so cute.
Yeah, I missed it, too. Yeah. You're going to have to redo it.
We're going to have to redo it, and we've got, like, little decorations across the microphones here. We'll take a picture and put it out there. So cute. But everyone, welcome. And how's everybody doing?
Good.
Great.
Yeah. Did you survive the Super Bowl last night?
Survived.
No. Yeah. I fell asleep after halftime.
No, I know. It was crazy,
was
right?
Was it halftime that put you to sleep, or...?
Think I fell asleep right after the halftime
show.
Well,
you didn't have a dog, you didn't have a dog in the hunt, so, you know.
No.
Yeah, or in the game. What's that expression? I didn't have a what in the...
I like dog in the hunt.
Dog in the hunt, yeah.
Sounds real gritty.
I know, right? Yeah, but you know, it was a boring Super Bowl, I have to say. It was very boring, but I love football so much that I'm like 5 feet from the screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... And didn't make anything, no special food, just, you know, went to Central Market beforehand and got some little munchy stuff and some good stuff. I made a nice salad.
Oh, there
a
you
nice
go.
Salad and with my olive oil and balsamic vinaigrette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then just some baked potatoes and some veggie dogs.
Simple but delicious.
With no bun on the veggie dogs.
Oh, that'd be
That's
tough.
The hardest thing for me to give up when I became a vegetarian I'm not a vegan because I eat my eggs once in a while and I eat my butter once in a while, so I'm not a vegan. Yeah. I eat vegan sometimes, but not all the time. So I'm kind of like a keto pescatarian.
Well, you know,
something.
I call myself a vegan, but I'll eat my own chicken eggs from time to time. And then I believe in butter as far as when you're getting into the fats, you know, I think butter has a lot of redeeming health qualities if it's done right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to obviously select the right brand and everything.
Yeah.
But I still call myself a vegan.
Yeah. Well, and if they treat the cows well and they get to live in their natural environment, I only buy like grass-fed and finished butter, which I think is important because you don't want to eat too much of anything no matter what it is.
Right.
That's kind of, you know, how I was raised, the Mediterranean diet. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, all healthy stuff. I had a citrus salad at a restaurant a couple of days ago. It was delicious in an Italian restaurant with blood oranges and grapefruit. Just a smother of like ricotta cheese and red onion and olive oil, salt and pepper. It was to die for.
Sounds delicious.
It was really, really good.
I made a pizza that had blood oranges and fennel on it.
Fennel's a funny thing. A lot of people don't like fennel.
I know
you, like Avi doesn't like, I thought I bought some celery last night, some organic celery. But you don't like celery or cilantro.
I like cilantro. I tried celery over the weekend and I still couldn't do it.
Did you buy organic?
I did.
And you still, I wonder why.
It tastes like wet dirt. I don't know.
That's so funny. Well, it kind of is wet dirt.
Yeah.
With a little green mixed in. It really is.
Crunchy wet dirt.
Crunchy.
Wasn't about it.
You know, I always love talking with both of you. Dr. Mike McFarland is going to be talking about helping your adolescent stop vaping. I didn't realize what a problem this is becoming.
Oh, yes. And it's growing rapidly.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure they're not just vaping tobacco either. They're vaping marijuana for sure.
A lot of times. Yeah. And the dab pens are becoming very popular.
Yeah. But, you know, before their brain is fully developed, I think it's a dangerous thing to do.
It certainly
is. I do.
Is, yeah.
And I mean, and, you know, I grew up in upstate New York. Of course, I smoked a little pot before, you know, back in the 70s, actually the 80s. But you know.
Also, the pot of the 80s is not the dab pens of the 2010s.
Yeah.
You know, totally different in terms of the strength.
Yeah.
The potency and the toxicity.
Yeah. And just the accessibility. If you have it in a little pin, that's way easier than
and the concentration.
It's so much more discreet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's accessible, and it's also it's not like smoking weed. It's been processed. The THC has been taken out, and it's been converted into a wax. There's a chemical process.
Really?
Yes, and so it's incredibly concentrated, very, very strong. It's not the same thing. Often induces symptoms that we typically didn't used to think of with marijuana, like hallucinations, things like that.
Wow.
And I've noticed that the smell is not as obvious either, meaning like you couldn't like smoke a joint in your bedroom or anything,
right.
You know, but with these pens, I feel like it's a lot more discreet. So
yes. Yeah,
kids
absolutely.
Can do it in secret.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although
yeah.
it still has a smell to it that you know it's
right.
cannabis.
Yeah.
It's
but
not...
even like the Juul pens, the mm-hmm. Juul pods, those have nicotine and those are super discreet and, you know, it's super easy for kids to just vape in
exactly.
the corner.
Yeah. And because you can control the concentrations, and we'll talk about all this later, but
yeah.
The concentrations get so much higher than, say, the nicotine that's in cigarettes. And so getting off of them is much more difficult and getting
mm-hmm.
hooked is much more rapid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's out there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's out there. And Autumn, we're going to be continuing speaking about urban farming.
Yay.
I love this. We had so much fun talking about it last week. Talk
we
about
did.
growing things.
Let's grow
Not
some
marijuana,
I love that.
Though.
Yeah, I love that, though. Urban farming is a great
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots to talk about and there's lots to know. And we have Dr. Lisa Moscone back on. She is the Associate Professor of Neuroscience and Neurology at Weill Cornell Medical College, where she serves as the Director of the Woman's Brain Initiative Research Program, and she's also the Associative Director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic. We're going to be talking about her new book, Brain Food and Alzheimer's Disease, How to Prevent It. I have a few things that I want to ask her that are maybe not, we'll see. I'm almost afraid to ask. I shouldn't even have brought it up. Why do I do that? Because, but I you know, all these things that I'm reading in preparation for tomorrow's show with Miller's Review, Critical Vaccine Studies by Neil Z. Miller, 400 Important Scientific Papers Summarized for Parents and Researchers. And I just wonder if there's any connection to the flu shot that we give to so many people as they get older. You know, you're supposed to get the flu shot, you know, if there's any connection there with the increase in Alzheimer's. I don't know. My mind just always goes there.
I'm
Certainly
sure
makes
that
you wonder.
There is. Yeah. I mean, it's just inflammation.
Yeah.
So.
And why not information? Why can't we talk about this openly and adults without everybody becoming so polarized? My gosh,
no,
you want to talk about
exactly
it's one of the most
it.
Controversial subjects out there that you could possibly talk about. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of money on the line, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
A poop ton of money on the line. A big poop ton. That's right. And so anything else you guys want to get out before we go to break? No?
All right.
That's called radio silence. Okay. All right. Well, I think we'll go to break because that'll give us more time on the clock to talk about these things that we want to talk about. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Well, I'm sitting down by the highway, down by that highway side.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Dr. Mike McFarlane in studio with me, Autumn Connolly, and I have Dr. Lisa Moscone on the line. She is an associate professor of neuroscience and neurology at the Weill Cornell Medical College, where she serves as the director of the Women's Brain Initiative Research Program and is the associate director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic. Dr. Moscone holds a PhD degree in neuroscience and nuclear medicine and is a certified integrative nutritionist and holistic healthcare practitioner. She is the author of the book Brain Food, The Surprising Science of Eating for Cognitive Power. Such a pleasure to have you back. How are you doing today, Dr. Moscone?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
It's a pleasure to be back.
I'm great, and it's a privilege to have you on the show with us. It really is, and I respect what you say so much. So Alzheimer's is a disease that has taken many people, many people's lives, and families, I might add, because it's such a powerful thing when someone can't even recognize their own children. And I've seen it firsthand, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. So what can we do to prevent Alzheimer's disease?
I think there are many things that one can do. And for many years, Alzheimer's was seen really as an avoidable disease, an unmodifiable disease, whereas now there's an understanding that at the very least, a third of all Alzheimer's cases could be prevented by really improving one's lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And so improving your lifestyle and by applying what, like exercise?
For sure, exercise. There are many things one can do. So some are medical, really engaging in better preventative medical care, so really addressing all risk factors for heart disease, obesity, and diabetes. For women, it's really important to look at hormonal health because we know that menopause actually increases the chance of a number of diseases, including Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And also lifestyle, of course, like you said, exercise as well as diet and intellectual activity, but also stress. Stress is a really huge medical issue that affects the brain as well.
Well, I'm looking at your book, and I'm on chapter 11, a holistic approach to brain health. Do you feel that what you eat could absolutely prevent Alzheimer's?
Oh, I think it's a very important component of a good preventative plan. I think there's quite strong evidence that what we eat has a strong effect, not just on the way we look, but also on the way we think.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many trials showing that well-rounded approach to life, really, including exercise and intellectual stimulation, but also, importantly, healthy diet is actually preventative, at least to cognitive decline in older age. And, well, of course, diet. You know, we eat three times a day.
Yeah.
Every single day, or more.
Yeah.
Many more times.
And so often we eat the wrong things. I mean, if you start reading the ingredients, you talk about your brain health. I was, as I said at the opening of the show, I was in Central Market yesterday. And so I always, I'm just such a foodie and such a, I'm always looking at all the new products and reading the labels and, you know, trying to get all that information out to people. So at the front, because of course Valentine's Day is coming up, there was a bunch of chocolates, Dr. Moscone. And you write about chocolate in your book, and I've been a chocolate-aholic, whatever you call it, since I was a kid. I mean, and I love the way you write Bye-Bye Hershey's, because Hershey's Kisses used to be like my big thing. My mother would actually hide them in her closet in her pockets because if we didn't have chocolate in the house, I would sneak out and go get some. I was bad. Really, had was a real junkie for chocolate. And but you talk about the power of dark chocolate. But what I was going to say is, so I saw, you know, and now with all the keto craze and the paleo craze, you really have to watch it when you buy chocolate, because so I picked up this bar and it was so beautifully done. I wish I could show you. And I know as an Italian woman, you would totally appreciate the aesthetics and the packaging. They were so beautifully done. But guess what it had in it? It said no sugar. And I was like, I should have known this already. I flip it over. It had aspartame in it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, people need to know that. So what about aspartame? What do you say as a doctor of neuroscience and neurology about the effects of aspartame on the brain?
So the research is really not there about aspartame specifically. However, there's plenty of research showing that additives in general are bad for health. So additives like sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, like probably aspartame and high fructose corn syrup, as well as gums, emulsifiers, all the chemicals that we add to our foods have a strong inflammatory effect on the body. And whatever inflammates your body inflammates your brain as well, with the difference that the brain is much more sensitive and much more vulnerable to inflammation and oxidative stress. So those foods make your brain really age faster, and they're really so bad for you.
Yeah.
If I might add this, I just walked in on my assistant, and I found her eating noodles from a can.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Noodles from a can. That, oh, wow.
In
yeah.
In my office.
Oh, my gosh. No, I can relate. There's someone on the show that we've had her in training for a couple of years. She admittedly used to eat Chef Boyardee out of a can before she started working for me.
No more of that.
Thanks. Yeah. But, you know, people don't know. These are brilliant. You know, the person that I'm talking about is actually in studio. She's a brilliant woman. And yet when it comes to, you know, what we put inside of our bodies, we all of us are just so lost.
Yes, I agree with you. I think marketing is really misleading in so many ways. There are so many foods that are branded as health foods, whereas they're just like a concoction of chemicals that most people are not aware of.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to read labels. But I think we all really should start doing that.
I wish, absolutely, and I'll tell you, so I wish I had my box, so, because I was going through this doctor's office, it was cosmetic stuff, it's, you know, not like a doctor, it was a dermatologist, and so anyway, on my way to her office, of course, there was a Girl Scout cookies, little girls, they're everywhere, they, you know, they're out there doing the work for Wall Street, and only making 54 cents a box on the cookies that they charge $4 for, but anyway, aside from that, but I bought a box, two boxes, actually, from the little girl, just so, you know, her little feelings wouldn't be hurt. And I get them home. First of all, they taste like crap. After you eat really good food, when you eat something like that, it's like you have like this moment, you're like, wow, these are really, really bad. And then if you flip over and you look at the ingredients in them, oh my gosh, Dr. Moscone, you want to talk about some of the worst ingredients in the world. And it's really sad, because I wish they would make a healthy Girl Scout cookie and bring it back and make it right for the American people, because so many people buy those cookies every single spring because they want to support the children that are out there selling them.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm very concerned about that as a mom. My daughter is 3 years old, and we have very strict rules around food in the house. And I really find it almost, it's so dangerous that we feed our children garbage because they can get used to it. And then that's what tastes good to them.
Well,
they become addicted to the flavor, to the talked about the additives that are inside the food that are really engineered to make you crave the foods even more.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to break a bad habit over time.
Right. And, you know, so let's talk about this for a second, because this is, you know, I don't have the ingredients in front of me. I could probably pull them up, but by memory, it had corn syrup, it had corn oil, it had soybean oil, it had hydrogenated something. I mean, like some of the worst ingredients on the planet, and especially for brains. So,
yes.
So what do those bad oils do to our brain?
So there's evidence that transsaturated fats, especially, like you mentioned, partially hydrogenated oils or hydrogenated oils, they're really the worst type of fat on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that they have actually been banned from the United States. It happened just a few months ago. And the FDA put a ban on transsaturated fatty acids, but companies still have a couple of years to completely remove them from the market. So there's evidence that in very large-scale studies, people who consume more than 2 grams a day of transsaturated fatty acids have twice the risk of dementia as compared to those who eat less than 2 grams. And 2 grams is nothing.
Right.
It's really nothing. It's like 2 servings of a spreadable butter type thing.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those spreadable butters. Which ones are bad for you?
Well, I think it's important to read the ingredients on the label. Do you want me to actually name brands?
If you want to, sure.
One that I was really surprised about was Land of the Lakes. They have a really tasty, spreadable, buttery thing.
I love it.
The challenge butter, right? The challenge butter, is that
no,
what
Land
it is?
No, Land of Lakes. Oh,
Land of Lakes?
They have a butter spread. Yeah.
They have a butter spread? Uh-huh. Is there something bad in it?
Yeah, it's a lot of transsaturated fatty acids. At least when I look.
Should have known.
Yeah.
Definitely emulsifiers. Well, you know, the only way to make oil solid or creamy is to hydrogenate it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that could be a little bit dangerous. Maybe they changed. Maybe they changed the ingredients.
Yeah.
And what's the danger of the emulsifiers?
It seems to create inflammation in the body, promoting atherosclerosis.
Okay.
And wow.
These are preclinical studies, but I think the data was quite strong.
Well, I appreciate you being so honest about it. What about whipped cream, like whipped cream in a can?
I thought about it. Yes, that's also all the sprays and all the chemicals that are included. I was thinking also about whipped cream cheese.
Okay.
Which is so good, but it's really all the extra ingredients are not so good. And my husband the other day bought some kind of herring in a jar, and one of the ingredients was titanium dioxide.
What is that?
Titanium is a heavy metal.
Sounds like what titanium. My hips are made of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with your beautiful...
No, it's incredible, that it's in your food? Why is it in your food?
Wow.
And it's also in many toothpastes.
Oh,
titanium.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I know with I have titanium hip implants, and the recommendation of using that metal was that apparently it's very inert in the human body. That's what all the research suggests, and so that they landed on titanium. They've gone through a lot of different metals before finally settling on titanium because it doesn't seem to interact with the body negatively. Does that sound correct?
I think it depends on frequency, right? If it's in your toothpaste and you use the same toothpaste like 3-5 times a day for 80 years, I don't know if there's any data on long-term safety. Is there? Some of the concerns I have about nutritional data is that we really lack data in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of studies that are just observational in nature, and they're like, okay, today this is not a problem. Or if I take 1,000 people and they just look at them once, there doesn't seem to be a strong correlation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not nearly as informative as actually following people over time and see what happens to them over time as a consequence of exposure. And I think the data is just missing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a cause of concern. We said no to the herring in the house.
Yeah. Well, you know, tomorrow on the show, we have Neil Miller. It's a book called Miller's Review, a Critical Vaccine Study. And I can't, I have to bring this up because that's so important to the American people. So in this study of 400 important scientific papers summarized for parents and researchers, one of the studies says that aluminum in vaccines may cause severe health problems in children and adults. The continued use of aluminum adjuvants in various vaccines for children as well as the general public may be of significant concern. concern. In particular, aluminum presented in this form carries a risk of autoimmunity, long-term brain inflammation, and associated neurological complications, and may thus have profound and widespread adverse health consequences. And then there's another paper talking about aluminum and vaccines can cause neuron death, plus motor and memory deficits, similar to Gulf War syndrome. What do you say about that?
I'm not anti-vaccination. Full disclosure, I believe in vaccination. I think that aluminum is indeed a concern, especially for the brain. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of studies showing that it's potentially toxic mm-hmm. to the brain. I think it's important to have this data because there's no reason to have aluminum in a vaccine, mm-hmm. right? So I think a pharmaceutical company would be better than me to argue in favor or against it. But I personally think that vaccination is important, especially in kids. Mm-hmm. But I also would really love as a mom to know that the vaccines that we use are safe. Mm-hmm. And I had concerns when my daughter was born, and I spent a lot of time talking to pediatricians mm-hmm. and to my colleagues or psychiatrists or immunologists. And I think there's been a little bit of, I don't know if we are concerned enough mm-hmm. society. I think it's good to be critical.
It's good to be. And why not talk about it? I mean, that's what we need to at least talk about it and examine it and peel back the onion, if you will, because, you know, knowing keeps us free. I'm going to quote the Washington Post. I heard it last night during the Super Bowl. Knowing keeps us free. And so knowledge is power for us to make decisions about our family. And I'm not necessarily an anti-vaxxer either, Dr. Moscone. I vaccinated my children, but I did it according to my schedule. And based on, you know, I've been reading about this for 23 years, so this is not something that's new to me. I started reading about it before my first baby was born. And so I just think that I will say this, in my opinion, based on the experience of what I have and what I've read, that we are an over-vaccinated society. Let me say that. That's what I think. But I love having you on the show, and I love your critical thinking and all your advice. And I want to say, okay, so let's go to this. We got to go to break, but in your book, you talk about being thirsty and drinking water. This is so important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I was talking to Dr. Perlmutter the other day. He wrote Brain Brain. And he also said that he didn't really realize how important water was for the brain, specifically. He was like, I mean, he didn't say he didn't realize it. He said many books don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And the point is that the brain is really 80% water. And water is needed for every single chemical reaction to occur inside the brain, which means that the brain is very sensitive to dehydration. Mm-hmm. So even like a 2% water loss could really create confusion and neurological symptoms like dizziness, fatigue, headaches, can definitely give you headaches. And some brain imaging studies show that people who are dehydrated chronically, so not severely dehydrated, but mildly dehydrated, show reduced brain volumes. It's like the brain loses volume and it looks like almost like it's shrinking. Mm-hmm. On MRI scans, and that can be good.
Wow. Well, I always love having you on the show. I hope you'll come back. I promise I won't ask any more vaccine questions. But
no, it's fine. I think I was not expecting it, but I think it's such an important question.
It is.
And there's a little bit of a disconnect, I find, between, like, if you're a scientist, you look at the science, mm-hmm. but I'm a mom, so I really want to know the truth.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Well, I think it's a fantastic question.
Yeah, and I've looked at all of it, a little more than I might have liked to. I'm 23 books, now 24 books deep. And I'll just say, where there's smoke, there's fire. That's all I'm going to say, and I'll let you go. But thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was
all right.
A pleasure.
Okay, salute.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. I've got the month of May. I guess you said, what can make me feel this way?
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, the Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Dr. Mike McFarland in studio with me and Autumn Connolly. Dr. McFarland is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. I always love having this guy in studio. He's a great guy, great doctor. I highly would recommend him if you need any kind of therapy, if you will. Especially, Dr. Mike provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood. He specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, that's OCD, and I think I have a little of that, and the male body image and eating disorders. You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. That's McFarlandPsychology.com. Okay, so helping your adolescent stop vaping. So over the past few years, this is what I understand, that teens have been swept up in the vaping craze. So tell us a little bit about what we know about how common this practice is.
Right. Well, we're discovering that it's very common. And just in the past 2 or 3 years, there's been literally statistically just an explosion of adolescents, middle schoolers and high schoolers who have been caught up in the vaping craze. We see there's a number of different devices that are used. Sometimes they look like cigarettes. Sometimes they look like these fancy little cans. Sometimes they what they call a Juul, which is one of the most popular brands right now. Mm-hmm. It looks like a little USB device. But essentially, it's just a vehicle by which we can administer ourselves doses of nicotine. Mm-hmm. Many kids start with vaping where there is no nicotine. It's just really nice flavors, really interesting flavors and names.
I smelled one in the elevator. I went to visit a friend at Baylor.
And what'd you think? Did it smell pretty good?
It smelled like candy.
Yeah.
And my daughter said, I said, what's that smell? And she's like, that's vaping. I said, what do you mean? She said, they make it can taste or smell like candy.
Oh, yeah.
Young boys got off the elevator and we walked in and they were vaping.
Yep. And they have very sophisticated flavors now. You know, kids will say, well, my favorite one is creme brulee or something like that. You
really?
Know? Yeah. And it used to start with, you know, kind of started with basic stuff like bubblegum or cherry. Mm-hmm. And now they have really sophisticated, nuanced flavors and they hook the kids on the flavors. And you can buy the pods, the juice pods with the flavors, anywhere from zero nicotine to very high doses of nicotine.
Well, as you being a psychologist, here's where my brain is going, that this is a very addictive behavior. If you already have a propensity to be OCD, this would just make it worse. Am I right?
Well, certain people, it's not necessarily OCD related, although, yes, there is a compulsive aspect to any kind of addiction where you're doing it and you just repetitively do it and you're drawn to do it, but it's not necessarily tied to OCD.
Okay.
Yeah, but the body becomes dependent on that chemical.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, I saw something probably on the internet where they were going to make it illegal to buy Juul pod, the flavored pods, like at the CVS stores or the vape stores. They were going to make it so where you could only buy the flavors online to reduce younger kids getting a hold of it.
Which I think is great, and I think regulation needs to be increased because
more regulations.
Kids kind of think of this as like cool candy.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
But it's not.
Yeah.
And once you get a person hooked, then it's a whole different ballgame. You know, then you've got guaranteed customers for life. I mean, maybe it's not life because maybe they're able to get themselves all off of it, but we all know people who've been addicted to tobacco products in general.
Yeah.
And although this has been touted and actually probably was introduced effectively from a marketing perspective to say, hey, if you are addicted to cigarettes, we have a great alternative for you. This does not contain the 7,000 chemicals that are known to be released when you smoke cigarettes. And so it's a great way to continue to get your nicotine fix, but not in a way that's doing the same kind of carcinogenic damage to your lungs. However, research shows that there are heavy metals in the pods, you know, the juices that they use.
Isn't there some sort of new disease like you can get like in your throat or something? Somebody was...
It was like popcorn lung or something that someone was talking
about.
I think there's a lot of anecdotal stuff out there, but the science hasn't proven that the vaping is causing these things.
Right.
And, you know, even you think back to the 40s and 50s when they began studying the effects of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, you had studies that were coming out, but there were also studies that, you know, might have been funded by companies that were suggesting otherwise. And so you had the marketing aspect of things saying, smoke cigarettes, they're healthy, it's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And then some red flags in the scientific community saying, we think this might be connected with cancer, but people believe what they want to believe.
Right.
And, you know, if they want to do something, they're going to gravitate towards the news that supports what they want to do.
Well, that's how I feel about vaccines. And by the way, the tobacco company outright lied to Congress in a congressional hearing saying, oh, no. They lied, bold-faced lied about it because they didn't want the truth to come out. Every American deserves the truth, whether it be tobacco, vaping, whatever it is, because the truth will set you free.
Yeah. No, and I agree with that.
Absolutely. Okay, so what are the main concerns about vaping?
Well, the first thing is that we know that nicotine is addictive, and it's one of the top addictive substances. So what happens, you know, they may start with just the flavor, but then they try some that has a very low level of nicotine in it to see what that's like, and they might get a slight buzz from that because we have nicotinic receptors in our brain, and so we feel it, and there's a little bit of a buzz, and so then people get used to that, and unlike cigarettes where you have a contained dose, you know, the cigarette's only going to have so much nicotine in it, these pods have progressively increasing doses, so kids can keep upgrading and getting stronger and stronger doses.
I have never really read a lot about nicotine. What does it do to the body?
Well, I mean, it actually, there are some positive benefits.
Really? Weight loss?
Can be. I mean, but not because the nicotine itself is causing weight loss, but because people begin to seek nicotine instead of seeking food.
Instead of eating, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So you can see how that would work. But it can increase mental acuity, focus, things like that. It can be like a little boost of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely there are some positives to it. But again, at what cost?
Yeah.
So you're developing a dependence.
Right.
And so, of course, from a corporate perspective, there would be a benefit. The more people that you have dependent on your products, the more likely you're going to sell more over time.
Of course.
And, you know,
get them hooked.
Exactly. And they keep coming back. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like a steady stream of predictable income if you've got people that are hooked.
Absolutely. Okay, so how do parents best support adolescents who are regularly vaping? How do they get them off of it?
Well, this is not an easy answer. For one thing, no one's come up yet with a protocol that says this is effective for getting them off of vaping. I think the first thing is recognize your child is easily addicted. They're not necessarily. But by the time you figure out what's going on, they may have a dependence already on nicotine.
How young are kids are doing this?
Oh, we're seeing it, you know, 12,
old.
You know, seventh grade is very, very common to be seeing
kids.
Well,
this is what I would say to parents out there, mm-hmm. you know, cut off the funding, control where they're getting their money from. Because you're not going to, I mean, that could be dangerous too. Because
sure.
I mean, depending upon, you know, what they would do in exchange for it.
But I think information
think about it, but.
And to go back to your point about, you know, the truth will set you free. Many times children have no idea that there's anything risky about vaping.
Mm-hmm.
They see it as fun.
And
they
cool.
see it as cool,
it's cool.
And it tastes good.
Yeah.
So what's important is that parents educate the kids on the risks of
right.
this. You are developing an addiction to a drug.
But I know someone who's a grown adult, a woman who is vaping.
Okay, but
a friend of mine. And
most adults, the research shows that most adults, and this may not be the case with your friend, but most adults that are into vaping have actually begun their dependence on nicotine through tobacco products, and they're looking for a safer way to get the nicotine in their system.
Mm-hmm.
And it does appear that vaping is safer than cigarettes. So
mm-hmm.
so for those people, there's probably going to be some kind of a benefit. I'm not saying, I mean, much preferred would be to totally get off the nicotine altogether.
Right.
But what it shows with adolescents, children and adolescents who are using it, is that they have never been exposed to tobacco products. And so this is their entry into nicotine exposure is through the vaping.
Wow.
And so parents should be friends and allies of their kids, not adversaries with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Educate your kids. And then, look at some behavioral things to help them get cut off, you know. And but it's not an easy fix. There's not an easy solution. Look at other tobacco products. Off-label, some doctors are prescribing nicotine patches. The gums can work, but you know, nicotine gums. But the problem with some of those over-the-counter things now is they don't have a high enough dosage to combat what the kids have gotten dependent on.
Wow, scary. All right. Thank you so much. Always
You're
a
welcome.
Pleasure. What an important subject. I really appreciate it. Dr. Mike McFarland, PhD. You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com. Coming up, Autumn Connolly is going to tell you how to grow some stuff. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. November rain. Old habits die.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Maggie May.
Sing along, everyone. Go ahead and sing it.
It's late September and I really should be back at school.
Come on, guys. Do you even know this song?
I know it.
No.
Are you serious?
I called it Manny May.
I remember when it was a top 40 hit.
I feel ancient.
Well, dang.
Oh, my God.
It's for Minnie.
For Minnie May. That's Autumn's baby that she's
got it.
Have.
Okay.
I want to go to our sponsor shout outs here real quick before we go to Autumn. We're going to be talking about urban farming. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. I actually did that yesterday. I went to Smoothie King. I haven't been there in years and got some Sun Warrior protein and just some raspberries and strawberries. And I did a couple of boosts, like in a moon boost. In a moon boost. And then a...
So you just made up your own recipe.
I made up my own recipe.
Oh, great.
Told them to take all the juices out. And then afterwards, you know... I was thinking, gosh, did I do anything wrong? But I did the almond milk, and then I did I asked them if they had some creatine. Creatine for my body and my brain, and they do. They have a booster for that, too, for muscle building.
Yeah.
Because I took it to my friend who's sick at Baylor Hospital. It's actually my niece Michelle. It's her mom. She's not my blood mom, but she's kind of like my mom here in Dallas now, and she's at Baylor Hospital. And so I've got to go today. Been going every day because Michelle's out of town helping her to take care of her mom. But anyway, that's too much information.
I love Smoothie King.
I love Smoothie King. And Sun Warrior is a premier all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. You can go to sunwarrior.com. And, of course, Squatty Potty, the original squat-to-poop toilet stool. I cleaned mine this morning when I was cleaning my bathroom because I always wipe down the Squatty Potty as well. But you got to check it out. Go to squattypotty.com. And, of course, the H Hemp Company hemp oil is very good for you. It really is. Do your research. And the H Hemp Company is made with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides. And of course, Paleo Magazine and the Wellbeing Journal, two publications that I buy regularly and I have for years. So check them out. Paleo Magazine, you can visit them online at paleomagonline.com. And the Wellbeing Journal is digital and print, both. And you can order online at wellbeingjournal.com. And so, and Crazy Water's back too. So, Crazy Water. It's got all the minerals in it. So, Crazy Water. Check it out. I'm a little punchy today. I'm having fun. I love having you guys in studio. I do. And, you know, just having real talk. So Autumn Connolly is one of the most real people I've ever met in my life. I consider her a very dear friend now. And she is a self-taught vegan cook, a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. And she has even written a children's book. And she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. Today, we're continuing our conversation from last week, urban farming. So what's the difference between urban farming and traditional farming, Autumn?
Oh, well, urban farming is something more that you do as a lifestyle, sort of at your house, you know, in city limits or on a small scale. But it's really more the culmination of kind of making sure that your home all operates towards a similar goal, meaning you have your garden and your garden feeds the family, the human parts, it feeds the animals, and then your compost, you know, it reduces vegetable waste, but it also is fresh food for animals. And then, you know, the watering of your garden, make sure the water runoff goes towards other parts of your yards. It's sort of just building a whole home ecosystem, if you will.
When I think of your backyard, I think of like Noah's Ark on the land.
Where they dropped the off the ark.
Are there even two snakes, you know, roaming around somewhere too?
There aren't snakes, but there.
There's no snakes because you have a bunch of animals, right? That's another reason to get more animals. No snakes. I hate snakes.
Yeah. So, I mean, actually, that's a good point. So I do have cats as pets, but my cats, they have a function. Their function is to keep the mice away, which the mice, they like to eat the chicken food. And so it's, again, everything is relating to one thing or another. Plus, we're having fun enjoying all aspects of it at the same time.
Yeah. I saw some pictures that you posted. It looked like so much fun back then. Oh. What you guys were doing.
Yeah. What's fun?
Well, where can someone get started with urban farming? What are some easy things to start growing?
I would say it's kind of like what Avi just said. She bought a pot, you know, like buy a pot and plant something in it.
Okay.
And it'll be rewarding. Easy things to grow in pots are microgreens. You can grow tomatoes in a pot. You can grow peppers, like, you know, bell pepper.
It is so incredibly rewarding.
Yeah.
I grew a watermelon a couple of years ago and it'll be 2 years ago this summer. And my gosh. So I think of my friend Ines who said, Bernie, don't touch the watermelon so much. Don't touch. She's an Argentinian with the Italian, you know, in her blood. But it was so funny because you shouldn't touch them a lot. But
right.
That watermelon brought me so much pleasure. I can't even tell you when I would go out there and go, oh my gosh, you know, it is growing.
Exactly.
Like you feel so remarkable.
Like you're doing what I did.
I know, right?
And like you didn't really do anything.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. But I mean, it is very empowering to grow your own food.
That's exactly it. So yesterday I had some free time and I got home and we went out and we just watched our ducks, you know, and our ducks, the point of the ducks is because they're water, you know, in their little pond is going, we set it in an area where it's going to actually water and fertilize our hops, and that way, you know, every time we drain their pond, we can use their water with a hose to,
isn't that crazy,
to water everything.
She's growing hops. Are you going to make beer too?
I can't.
Yeah,
wait.
I'll make beer.
Yeah,
gluten-free, vegan, organic.
She's like,
beer.
Well, I don't doubt it. Maybe that's your next new venture. You're going to be a beer manufacturer.
Yeah,
I want in.
I'm down.
But you know, it was really rewarding. It was a beautiful afternoon. We watched the ducks swim around, and then you know, I just walked around to the corner, and I got a bunch of kale out of the garden, and I fed them kale and collard green blossoms. And they were having a great time. You know, we watched the cats stalk the ducks a little bit. It was just funny. And then, you know, we turn our heads over and we've got, you know, one of my cats and one of my pigs snuggling. And it's like, you know, everybody's happy and they all kind of have a function for one thing or another. But they're also, we take care of them well. They bring us pleasure and, you know, we reward them and take good care of them. And so it's a nice little warm, fuzzy feeling. Same time, we're saving money, we're eating healthier.
And we're
rescuing animals too. So.
And doing a service to the earth. No harm to the earth. You're doing all these wonderful things, which is probably why you're so wonderful. I mean, this woman, for all you out there listening, like her spirit is just so bright. And she, you know, I want you to sing for us now. I know we don't have time, but you know, your chanting is so beautiful as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you want me to chant, I can.
Okay,
chant.
Everybody, you want to end the show on a chant?
Yeah, let's end our
Bring it in.
So everybody, just close your eyes and sit up straight. And this one is just essentially saying, you know, the universe is wonderful, life is wonderful, everything's good for you.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay.
A-jai-a-lai-a-bai-a-bai-a-boo-a-joo-a-nas-a-kas. A-gun-cha-bun-cha-luck-a-buck-a-call-day-all-a-lake-a-bake. A-na-ha-ma-ka-ha-ma-ga-ha-da-ha-nante-pre-mante. Ajuni amuni narake narange narope nareke akarmanga barmanga ganje aleke.
Oh, wow. All that beautiful energy going out to everyone out there listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today. Do something beautiful.